Task 3. You will hear a consultant talking to a patient who has just arrived at a hospital. For questions 11 to 13, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalise your answers.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Roberts.
Hello again. Good to see you.
Good morning.
How was your journey? Did you drive up?
No, we thought about it, but in the end we got the train up. It was less stressful, but it still took nearly 5 hours to get here.
Well, I'm delighted to say that we've managed to coordinate everyone's diaries and your procedure is planned for Friday. It took some doing, I can assure you, as we needed 3 vascular surgeons, including myself, a cardiac surgeon and a general surgeon, plus 2 anaesthetists who all had to free up their diaries. But that's been done and we're good to go.
That's an awful lot of people for just one operation.
It is, but Adrian is a special case and we want everything to go smoothly. Besides, we're used to doing challenging procedures. That's why we get sent patients from all over the country. Now, Adrian, do you have any questions before I send you off for some tests?
Just, can you be sure it will go ahead this time?
Yes, he was so disappointed last time.
I know, but it really wouldn't have been safe to operate on Adrian in that state. We had to wait until the antibiotics had kicked in. It was frustrating, though, because everything was set up for the procedure to go ahead. I'd booked an ITU bed, and I'd managed to find a replacement cardiac surgeon for Mr. Singh, which was my biggest concern at the time. Anyway, we're good to go for Friday. How are you feeling about the prospect, Adrian?
I'm okay, I guess. I know it's risky, but there's no alternative, is there?
No, I'm afraid not. If we don't operate, you'll die. It's as simple as that. Sorry to be blunt, but that's just how it is.
Well, to be honest, I'm just relieved it's happening at all. It's been hanging over me for so long. It is a bit daunting, but it will be good to get it done. And if I don't make it, well, I've had a good life, so I can't complain.
Don't talk like that, darling. You've got to be optimistic. I know I am.
That's the right spirit. Okay, so I'm going to send you off for some tests now, and I've arranged a meeting with my colleagues to discuss your case. Then I'll come back and see you later and tell you exactly what will happen tomorrow.
Now listen again.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Roberts.
Hello again. Good to see you.
Good morning.
How was your journey? Did you drive up?
No, we thought about it, but in the end we got the train up. It was less stressful, but it still took nearly 5 hours to get here.
Well, I'm delighted to say that we've managed to coordinate everyone's diaries and your procedure is planned for Friday. It took some doing, I can assure you, as we needed 3 vascular surgeons, including myself, a cardiac surgeon and a general surgeon, plus 2 anaesthetists who all had to free up their diaries. But that's been done and we're good to go.
That's an awful lot of people for just one operation.
It is, but Adrian is a special case and we want everything to go smoothly. Besides, we're used to doing challenging procedures. That's why we get sent patients from all over the country. Now, Adrian, do you have any questions before I send you off for some tests?
Just, can you be sure it will go ahead this time?
Yes, he was so disappointed last time.
I know, but it really wouldn't have been safe to operate on Adrian in that state. We had to wait until the antibiotics had kicked in. It was frustrating, though, because everything was set up for the procedure to go ahead. I'd booked an ITU bed, and I'd managed to find a replacement cardiac surgeon for Mr. Singh, which was my biggest concern at the time. Anyway, we're good to go for Friday. How are you feeling about the prospect, Adrian?
I'm okay, I guess. I know it's risky, but there's no alternative, is there?
No, I'm afraid not. If we don't operate, you'll die. It's as simple as that. Sorry to be blunt, but that's just how it is.
Well, to be honest, I'm just relieved it's happening at all. It's been hanging over me for so long. It is a bit daunting, but it will be good to get it done. And if I don't make it, well, I've had a good life, so I can't complain.
Don't talk like that, darling. You've got to be optimistic. I know I am.
That's the right spirit. Okay, so I'm going to send you off for some tests now, and I've arranged a meeting with my colleagues to discuss your case. Then I'll come back and see you later and tell you exactly what will happen tomorrow.
That is the end of task 3.